Late last year, for example, NPR revealed that many soldiers who came back from Iraq to Fort Carson, Colorado, couldn't get the mental health care they needed, even when they had post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. In fact, their supervisors punished some of them and kicked them out of the Army. Well, since then, we've been hearing from scores of soldiers and family members at other bases who say they've been mistreated, too. NPR's Daniel Zwertling has the story.
Some of the first cases we heard came from Fort Knox in Kentucky. For instance, 1 year ago, Brenda Johnson was helping run a medical clinic for U.S. soldiers in Iraq. She's a nurse. She was in the middle of her second tour there, and her first lieutenant had just given her a glowing evaluation. The document reads, "Sergeant Johnson has shown time and time again that she is an outstanding leader, medic, and soldier." And then Johnson says she started losing control.
I couldn't sleep. I got real shaky. I couldn't eat. Every time I ate, I got sick. Would just vomit anything I ate, and my stomach was always in knots, nightmares. I had a real hard time going to sleep because as soon as I, you know, if I fell asleep, I'd wake up scared.
Johnson was in so much trouble that the Army medevaced her out and sent her to Fort Knox. Army documents show that they diagnosed her with PTSD and depression, and they kicked her out of the Army. Her file says they didn't think she could get better and be a, quote, quality soldier, unquote.
Before they got rid of you, did Fort Knox give you any kind of intensive counseling or other intensive treatments designed to treat PTSD?
No, they didn't. You know, it kind of hurts when you give somebody 8 years of your life and they just kind of kick you to the curb.
Officials at Fort Knox haven't answered our request for a comment. We've received calls and emails like Brenda Johnson's from all over the country. Here's one from an Army doctor back at Fort Benning, Georgia. Quote, "I have been on both sides of this issue. As a physician screening soldiers, I was told that soldiers with PTSD were faking it. And as a soldier myself, I've had such horrendous vivid nightmares and flashbacks that I drenched my sheets with sweat. But I could not find help in the Army. Even the deputy commander of my hospital brushed off my concerns," unquote. A lot of people who've written us are parents, like Kathy Johnson in Oregon. She says when her son signed up with the Marines and flew off to Iraq, she was one of the proudest Marine moms in America.
Any veteran parades, I was there holding my son's picture up, and I wore a sweatshirt that said Proud Marine Mother, and they have let me down for what happened to our son.
She says her son won't talk to us the way she tells the story. When her son came back last year to the base in California, he sounded like a different person. He went to the medical unit, and they diagnosed him with PTSD, but they didn't give him any intensive therapy. They mainly gave him pills. Her son tried cocaine one weekend to try to feel better, and then he flunked a drug test. And Kathy Johnson says, did his officers realize then that he desperately needed help? No, the Marine Corps put him in jail for 10 days and kicked him out of the service. A military officer at the base confirms her account. Johnson says today her son is a stranger.
He gets angry easy, and he also is afraid to be alone. But the main thing I'm concerned with is that he's turned to alcohol. And this was not typical of my son.
And when you say he drinks a lot, what's a lot?
We'll call him on the telephone and he doesn't know who we are.
I hope you don't mind my saying this, but you sound really tired and depressed.
I am. You have no idea what this has done to us. And I just want my son back.
We don't know for sure. Do all these stories we're hearing, and we've heard dozens, do they reflect a pattern in the military or a small group of disgruntled people? Mental health specialists who work with troops and their families tell us that, unfortunately, they're hearing these same troubling accounts every day. Over the past 6 months, the Pentagon's new mental health task force has been visiting bases around the country to see if they think troops are getting the help they need. Daniel Zwertling, NPR News.